Following the disbursement of funds to Sinopec, the firm contracted by Ghana Gas Company to construct the gas processing plant at Itiabo, work is progressing steadily at the project site. The chief executive of the Ghana Gas Company, Dr. George Sipayanki, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said a delegation from Sinopec visited the project site to map out strategies to make up for the lost time as a result of the delay in the release of funds.
Some disbursement was made after the loan finally became effective again to Sinopec. The sum of 188 million plus was paid to Sinopec, and this is based on invoices that we had received and had processed and awaiting sort of honoring or paying, and that has been done. And I think from that, Sinopec has also been able to pay some of its subcontractors. So works that were stopped by some of the subcontractors are going to resume very soon. And the delegation of Sinopec Engineering and Construction Company, led by its president, accompanied by the senior vice president in charge of the project, and all the managers directors of the subsidiaries of Sinopec working on the project, all came to visit and also went to spend some time at the project site to ascertain for themselves work so far done and the challenges that have faced the project, and also to sort of worked out and develop some strategies to try catch up and then make up for the lost time. We've lost between 2 and 3 months on this project because of this financial challenge that we had, and for such a fast track project, losing 2-3 months, it's a lot. So if measures are not made to address these challenges and the time that you've lost so far, it means we cannot finish the project at the end of this year. It means it will be prolonged by another 2 or 3 months, which takes us to February, March. So what Sinopec did was that they came here, they went on the site, and I looked at the critical items that need to be addressed to be able to achieve the original schedule that we have set for ourselves, that is end December this year. And so they came and developed some strategies which we discussed and are going to implement with the hope to being able to complete the project on schedule as planned already.
Doc, have you been able to resolve the financial issues, things that have stalled the release of funds from the CDB?
It's because of the resolution. That is why the 888 million was paid. We are processing another invoice for $120 million, which we hope will go through. And once that is done, it will really enhance the progress of the works on the project.
You heard Chief Executive of Ghana National Gas Company, Dr. George Sipayanki.